50 years of FM 95 and the voices along the way.
It was on this day, the 15th of December 1966, that Roger Coleman and his chief engineer flipped the switch, and a 94.9 was live for everybody to hear on the FM dial. FM radio was just coming into its own. Well, fast forward to 1980-something through the mid-90s, and Mark Goodell was one of the voices woven into this past 50 years. And Mark's on the phone with us this morning. Dallas, Texas, Mark?
It is Dallas. I'm currently doing afternoons from 3 to 7 every day on 99.5 The Wolf in Dallas, Fort Worth. And then I also do an afternoon show for the Westwood One Radio Network for about 150 different radio stations.
Mark, I probably missed your time by a smidge. I started October of 95 part-time.
Yeah, I was in Galesburg from 81 to early 95, and I took a three-year... I went to Monmouth College, so my first 4 years there I was going part-time, and then after I graduated from college, had to go in the Army for 3 years, and then came right back to Galesburg and basically stayed there till, well, till 1995.
Yeah. And started on FM 95 on what shift were you on?
Well, I was actually the program director for both WGIL and for FM 95, and then mainly did afternoons on FM 95 at that same time. So yeah, those were great days.
And you're from the area, Mark?
Well, I grew up in Fairfield, Iowa. Okay. And Galesburg Broadcasting owns stations in Fairfield, Iowa. I went to Monmouth College, so it only seemed natural to come work there. And, you know, I just love the town and love the people, and they're great radio stations. It still are great radio stations today. A lot of the people that I used to work with there are still on the air there today, which is just a great testament to the company and to the community and to the staff there.
Mark Goodell's on the phone with us. Mark spent a lot of time here in the 90s, and you might remember that name, Mark Goodell, and I did before I even worked here. But Mark, it had to be something special to know that in this small town, and you grew up in a fairly small town, that you were on a 50,000-watt powerhouse. Did you think about that when you were inside the box?
Exactly. Yeah. It did. It used to give me chills to work on, you know, FM 95 because it had such a huge signal, and you know, hearing from people in Macomb and Brimfield and up toward the Quad Cities and just all over Monmouth, Oquaka, Little York. And yeah, it was a great radio station with a strong signal. Even people in Burlington, and you know, when I was there, we even had listeners in Peoria, and
yeah,
it was a great radio station with a huge signal, and just getting out when we go to those towns for the parades, you know, like Western Days or wherever,
yeah,
you know, the Prime Beef Festival in Monmouth, and the huge response when FM 95 would show up. It was just, it was great.
Yeah, Bushnell Town and Country Fest. We go to that parade every year. It's awesome, the outreach that we do and the people that you're reaching on a daily basis. I guess sometimes we probably take it for granted, but we reach a lot of people with the things we say and play.
Well, that's the magic of radio. You know, you never know who's out there and how many people are out there, but whether you're in Dallas, Texas, or Galesburg, Illinois, or wherever, you know, there are a lot of people that still love radio and listen to the radio, and it's still great theater of the mind, despite all the social media that's all revolving around images and pictures today. You know, radio is still something that's left to the imagination somewhat, and I still think there's a mystique about that.
Mark Goodell is on the radio and spent plenty of time here at FM 95 as a program director and on the air. And Mark, two people have told me, not really a full story about you, but said you always wanted to work. You had a dream, and you always wanted to work in Dallas radio. Two people in the last couple of days have told me about that, and it happened for you finally.
Well, it did. It took a while to get there, and a lot of that is that, yeah, you know, I did have a dream to work in Dallas. I had some family here, but you know, when you go to a town like Galesburg and they're good people, and I wasn't in such a hurry to get out of there and move to the next stepping stone that I took my time and really enjoyed my stop in Galesburg. And I also went from Galesburg to Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, for Springfield for 5 years and then Fort Myers, Florida for 7 years. And now it's hard to believe I've been in Dallas for 10 years. So,
yeah.
I guess it's a dream. It was a dream delayed, and it's great to be here in Dallas. But really, I'll just be honest with you. Some of those times in Galesburg on the radio were some of my favorite and most enjoyable times on the air. And some of the people there are some of the best people that I've ever worked with. And a lot of them are still very, very good friends of mine.
That's Mark Cattell. And Mark, thanks so much for being on. Mark's in the carpool lane to pick up his kid from school right now in Dallas, so I'm going to let him go. But Mark, you are so woven into the fabric of these last 50 years with your time here, and we thank you so much and all the great things you're doing in Dallas to keep radio and country music going. It's great.
Well, you're welcome, Eric. It's great to talk to you. My best to everybody in Galesburg and West Central Illinois, and keep up the high standards there at FM 95, buddy.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks. See you.
Bye-bye.
50 and still getting turned on. FM 95.